Hi, welcome to Holden Village. Today is Saturday, July the 6th, 1996. In the Village Center this evening, we're going to be listening in on a piano concert of classical and jazz selections. Our performer, Andy Nelson, a past staff member here at Holden. Let's listen in.
All right, well, this is a first for me, putting on a concert like this. And so bear with me, I hope. I'm going to start out playing a Beethoven piece, and to warn you all, it's the longest piece that I'll play tonight, so kind of to test out your patience, I guess. It's Prelude No. 3, Opus 2, for any of you classical fans who might know what that means, in C major.
Thank you.
Okay, the next few pieces I'm going to play, two of them are from Scarlatti, affectionately titled in my book number 12 and number 9. but I like to think of them as the sonata in G minor and the sonata in D minor. And following that will be a prelude Chopin, which I think most of you will recognize as one of my personal favorites. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you were promised a little bit of everything, so here comes part of the rest of everything. The next three songs, two of them are show tunes of a sort. The first is called People Alone, from a movie called The Competition that I don't think anyone who isn't a pianist bothered to watch, but it was about a piano competition. And this is the theme from that. The other theme is from the musical Cats, which I haven't seen except in elementary school production, and I understand the real one's a little bit different than that. But I will do my best with that. And the third is a theme from the composer Vangelis. And although this isn't from the movie, he was the composer who wrote the soundtrack to Chariots of Fire, which many of you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, here comes a little bit more of everything. I'd like to move into some jazz selections now. Jazz is my personal favorite to play, actually, if anyone was inclined to ask. And I'd like to start out with one that probably everyone knows, an old standard by Earl Garner called Misty. Then move into a couple little bit faster ones. The first is a George Shearing tune called Lullaby of Birdland. And the second, I have to peek here, Harlem Butterfly by Johnny Mercer. And tell Susan not to worry because Hoagy Carmichael's coming right up.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now I'd like to play a couple of blues tunes, which aren't quite as slow as most blues tunes are, but they still have the same kind of sound. The first is called Jimmy's Blues, which amazingly enough is written by Jimmy Rushing. And the second is called Blues in the Night, but most people know it by the tune My Mama Done Told Me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, just to confuse things, I'm going to slow things down again and do a couple more slow jazz pieces. First is called I Cover the Waterfront, and the second, the one you've all been waiting for by Hoagie Carmichael, is called Skylark. Thank you. Thank you. Up next, I have a couple of Gershwin tunes. The first is I've Got a Crush on You, and the second is Gershwin's Three Preludes for Piano, which for me have always been kind of a confusing set of pieces. Like it says, there are three of them, but the first one starts out fast, the second is slow and has a very jazz kind of sound, and the third is fast again. It's four pages, but takes about a minute to play, if that clues you on anything. But what always confuses me about Gershwin is that his more classical pieces tend to have more dissonance than his jazz pieces. So see if you can pick up on that in these next few selections. Thank you. Pieces like that that tire someone out. So this next one is the last piece of the concert. It's Rachmaninoff's Prelude in G minor. Thank you. Thanks. I have one more piece, which I was trying to decide if I should put in or not. So those of you that would like to hear it are welcome to stay. It's the Moonlight Sonata from Beethoven. Thank you. Thank you. You bet. I'm Andy Nelson. I'm 20 years old. My family currently lives in Libby, Montana, but I grew up in California. I'm attending Stanford right now, and I'll be a junior when I go back in the fall, doing a double major in music, surprisingly, and technology in society, which is kind of an interdisciplinary major that looks at how technology affects society. I started taking piano when I was in third grade, so I guess that would be 8, 9 years old, and had kind of the general lessons that everyone does, but surprisingly I found that the most opportunity I had came when I arrived in Montana. There I had a teacher who had her doctorate in music and was very good at teaching and took me around to all the different festivals, the district high school festivals and the competitions over in Spokane, Washington, which I never did too well at, but it was a very good experience. And here I am today. Thank you everyone for coming.